What's going on, Straight Talk About Life listeners? Thank you so much for joining me on today. If you're up at 6 a.m. listening to me on the web radio station, thank you so much. I appreciate the support. If you are listening to me on any of my other platforms, such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and now TikTok. If you're listening to me on any of those 10 platforms, I appreciate you for pressing that play button, because you could have been anywhere else in the world today, but you decided to stop by and listen to me, and I'm forever grateful. I will continue to say thank you all the time. You all are probably going to get tired of me saying it, but when people do things because they want to, we should show gratitude, be gracious, because no one owes us anything. No one is obligated to do anything for you. So if they do it, if they go out of their way to do it, however it's done, if they're doing something for you, you should be thankful and appreciate it. And I appreciate each and every one of you. I would like to say that I want everyone that's listening to me right now to have the most amazing day, to continue to spread love and light, to be that light for people that may be in darkness. Be that ray of sunshine. Be that brightness for someone else. You know, sometimes, even when we're going through our own mess, our lives may be falling apart and people will never know. And those people that have the weight of the world on their shoulder will still go out of their way to help someone else. Myself included. There's been many days that I didn't know which way I was going, because there were just so many things going on, like thing after thing after thing. But I found the strength within myself to get up and keep moving, keep pushing, motivate myself. And while I'm motivating myself, I'm also motivating other people. I see greatness in a lot of people. I see love in so many people. And sometimes they may not even see it in themselves. But if I see it, I'm going to say something. I'm going to tell you, you know what? You're doing an awesome job. You know what? I love you. The Most High loves you. Keep going. You got this. I'm going to say all of that. Especially when it's placed in my spirit, on my heart. To say something, I'm going to say it. And that person that I'm saying it to, or those people that I'm saying to, or you guys that I'm speaking to, you may not even know that I probably was up crying all night. I wasn't, but you would know, because I'm not going to let my issues interfere with my purpose and what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm going to continue to speak life into other people. I'm going to continue to be encouraging, motivating, uplifting to other people. I'm going to continue to give of myself, because that's what I was put here to do. Many years ago, I did not know exactly my purpose and what I was put here to do. I was confused a lot. I didn't know why things were happening to me, why things were falling apart. But as I've gone through this journey, I've realized that all the steps that I've taken, everything that was thrown in my path, all that negative energy that surrounded me, everything led me to this point. Everything was done for a reason. It was my job to figure out what the reason was. It took many years. You're not going to get it overnight. Some people may think that they're going to get it overnight, but you're not. You have to figure life out. You have to go through some things. And then when you go through those things, you're going to come out with a testimony. You're going to come out with a story to tell someone else that's going to help them. Sometimes when you're speaking, you may be helping other people and you don't even know it. Sometimes you don't even have to say a word. Sometimes if people know you and know your story, know where you've been and they see where you are, sometimes them just looking at you will motivate them. I know that I have motivated people. People have motivated me. I know that every day is not going to be peachy. Every day is not going to be sunshine and blue skies. It's not. And if I sit here and say that it is, I'm lying. I'm lying to myself and I'm lying to you. Those rainy days, those cloudy days, those hard days are meant to push you into your purpose. They're meant so that you can have a testimony. They're meant so that your life can help someone else. You know, when I was younger, I struggled a lot with trying to figure out exactly who I was and what I was supposed to be doing. Now, I know that I was a mother. I know that I was supposed to, you know, be a mother, but that was not the only thing that I was supposed to do. That is not the only reason why the Most High brought me here. Was just to be a mother. And back then, that's all I thought I was. Everything I did revolved around my children. Everything. They went to work with me. They went to school with me. My children were always with me. And the times when they just absolutely could not come with me, I was trying to hurry up and get back to them. But as I got older and started going through more and more things, I started learning more about myself. I came to the conclusion that I was not just put here to be a mom. I was put here to be a student. I was put here to motivate other people. I was put here to do a lot more things. And it didn't come to me overnight. It took some years of bumping my head. It took some years of me just sitting down trying to figure out what my purpose is. But along the way, I've picked up so many more titles. So I'm not just a mom. I'm so much more than that. But most of all, I'm a woman. that loves herself. I didn't feel that way many years ago. I can say that now. If you don't have love for yourself, you don't even need to be saying the word love. How could you possibly know what that is if you haven't found love in yourself? It took some digging, but I was able to find love in myself first. Then I was able to love on other people. Then I was able to just spread love, light, happiness, joy. And whenever you see me laughing or smiling, it's not fake. I've earned the right to smile all the time and laugh because of the many things that I've gone through, the many days of being sad and crying and feeling down. No, I don't live there anymore. I choose to be happy, and I choose to spread happiness. I choose to be around happy people, positive people, people that push me and motivate me. That's what I choose. And when I say these things, I don't say it because I'm trying to be better than anyone or I think I'm better than anyone. Never. That's not in my character. That's not me at all. But I'm saying it because it's the truth. That's how I feel. I've evolved into someone that only wants happiness and joy, peace, love. And if I'm speaking that way and someone doesn't get it, they just don't understand, then clearly they're not on the same frequency as I am. Clearly we're not like-minded individuals. And I'll see you in the next lifetime. I can't be around people like that. Negativity. People that are not trying to evolve. People that just don't want anything out of life. People that just want to hurt other people. I can't do it. Get somebody else to do it. I'm not doing that. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity to have this platform because I have reached so many people. Little old me. I've reached so many people. And I've had people that tell me that they appreciate me for speaking positivity. Or I've said something that really made them think. I've said something that made them smile. And I appreciate all of that feedback. It means the world to me because it validates and confirms that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I want everyone around me. I want everyone that I meet, everyone that's within the sound of my voice, to experience happiness on a daily basis. I want you all to experience love. the same love that you give yourself. When you love on yourself and you put that out there in the universe, it's going to come back. That's the type of love I wish for everyone. And once you start to have happiness and joy, no matter how hard people try, they just cannot take that from you. They can't. They can try all they want, but it won't affect you. It's just going to bounce off you. So continue to go about your day and radiate positivity. And I always speak about being kind to other people around your workplace, at school, at your house. Even if people are being Debbie Downers and being negative, you be the positive one in the room. If you can, walk away from them. You don't have to be around negative people. And I always say negativity is so contagious. It really is. It really is. So if somebody's being negative around you, you just tell them, you know what? You need to go somewhere else with that. I don't have time for negative stuff. Negative energy. I don't. Tell them to go somewhere else with that. Or better yet, if you don't want to say anything to them, you go somewhere else. Oh, Lord. But most of all, today, you guys, has been a really, really good day. I was reading the news and watching videos and watching other content creators talking about the Will and Jada situation. And it's like, let me tell you something. I used to be a news fanatic. I had the news on all day. All day long. And back when I didn't know any better, I held on to every word that they were saying, like it was gospel. And then I've come to realize that, you know, everything is not real. Everything is not true. Come on now. That's when you have to use your own discernment on some things. But my personal opinion, first of all, those people are married, right? So who are we to sit up and give an opinion about a married couple's relationship? Although they're putting their business out there in the streets, who are we to comment on someone else's marriage? Not a boyfriend, girlfriend, but a marriage. The first mistake that I feel like they made was putting the business out there, or I could say Jada, putting their business out there. That was the first mistake. Allowing other people to come in with their opinions and then blow everything out of proportion. Right? Then on the other side of everything, I feel like everything that's being said by them may not even be true. It may just be to get attention. I don't know. Which is why I said, who are we to even comment on their marriage. People go through things, right? Now, if you're just not going to be with this person, I get it. But if you're still together, you really shouldn't be putting your business out there like that. That's just my personal opinion, and I'm going to leave that alone. But so I asked the question in my last podcast about first dates, right? I wanted to know, what is your idea of a, I use the word perfect, although nothing is perfect, but what is your idea of a perfect date? And I got some feedback on that question. And I appreciate everyone who participated, who emailed me and left a comment on that. Like, what is your idea of this first date? And I stated that for me, I'm simple. Doesn't take much. I love nice things, but it doesn't take much to make me happy. And everything that's done in the date doesn't have to have a price tag on it. For example, if you love nature, nature is free, right? You could go to a nature trail, go to the beach, go for a walk in the park, have a picnic, which, yeah, you got to buy the stuff for the picnic. But you get what I'm saying. Like, put thought into dates, or when you're trying to impress someone, put a good thought into it. Something that's like a huge turnoff is someone that doesn't put thought into gifts or planning a date. Now, my thing is, if you know a person, right, you kind of know their likes and dislikes, even though you don't really, and you all probably just met or whatever, but you really don't know everything about them. But of course, when you're getting to know someone, you're supposed to feel them out and open your ears and listen, because people will tell you so much about themselves. And that's the thing that a lot of us don't do. We drop the ball on that. We don't really listen. We're so wrapped up and mesmerized in how people look and probably what their pockets look like, but we forget about the small, simple things. Listen to someone when they tell you their favorite color. Listen to them when they tell you their favorite genre of music, their favorite song, their fears, their favorite movie. Especially when you really like this person and you're getting to know them. So if you're paying attention, you'll know exactly how to give a gift. You'll know exactly how to plan a date or a trip. You'll know what to do because you know what this person likes. And I feel like you should never stop dating the person you're with, even when you're married. That's so important. Like, a lot of people get in these relationships and get married, and just everything goes out the window. All of the nice, sweet things that everyone did in the beginning to win the person over just completely goes out the window. Or maybe it'll come up on occasions, like maybe an anniversary or a birthday or something, but come on now. You have to continue to win this person over forever, if that's who you want to be with forever, right? Or as long as you're dating them. Be thoughtful. Don't be selfish. I would rather date a man that is thoughtful and listens than to have someone with a whole lot of money. I would. I know some people are going to say I'm crazy for saying that. But that's my truth. That's not yours. That's mine. That's how I feel. I've never been the type of woman to run in behind anyone because of their pockets. Because guess what? Just like you got it, I can go get it too. May take me a little longer, but I don't need you. I want you. And of course, it's nice to have someone that, you know, wouldn't mind doing for you. But as women, we have to learn how to do for ourselves. And I learned this at a very, very early age because my grandmother used to talk to me. And she told me, always have your own. Always have your own money. Your own place, your own car. Unless, of course, you're married, then things change because you're combining things at that point. But she just said, always have your own. And I completely understand why she said that. And, of course, she told me that she always had people that wanted to help her and do things. You know, that's different. She wasn't running in behind anybody because of what they had, you know. They just decided to do it. That was their choice. But basically, she was telling me to always be independent. And I appreciate that. Because I could have been around someone that told me, try to get the money from them, girl. Go get their money. You know, my grandma was not like that. She didn't tell me to do that. Although I know other women that was trying to, you know, sneak that in my ear, but no. I decided to be different. And sometimes being different intimidates people. It makes them mad. And it makes them not really like you or love you. It makes them not want to really be around you because you're not like them. Or they feel like you're trying to be more than them. Which, you know, that's the ultimate goal. But I just don't really understand why any mother or woman figure would encourage a young girl to try to play men for their money. Like, that's so ignorant to me. It really is. But I thank the Most High for leading me in a different direction and keeping my grandmother's words in my head and instilling in me to get your own. Do not sit up and count anybody else's pocket and worry about what someone else has. If they want to do for you, then that's fine. It's nice to have someone like that. But just in case they decide to jump up and wake up in the morning and be different, you're set. You're not just solely depending on them and their money because you worked hard and you have your own. So rest in peace, Grandma. I appreciate all the kind words you told me. And on that note, you guys, I am going to go ahead and end today's podcast. I appreciate you all again for joining me, for listening to me up until this point. Hopefully you listened to the whole episode and you enjoyed it. Hopefully I've said something in here to motivate you, encourage you, uplift you, make you laugh, hopefully not make you cry. But I hope you thoroughly enjoyed this episode. I am looking forward to many more episodes and talking about things that could maybe you all can use in your day-to-day life. Or also, having this podcast has been so helpful for me in my journey that I am on. Love, self-love, healing, all of that. Speaking to you has been encouraging to me as well. The information that I have researched in other episodes have been useful. I'll be able to apply that information to my life. Also, for me, just going through life. I mean, I've seen so much, heard so much, done so much, been through so much. I mean, I can reach out and help someone else. Only if it's just telling you that you're beautiful, that you're handsome, that you got this. You can do anything that you put your mind to. Don't let anybody distract you, tell you that you can't do it, you don't need to do it. Don't allow people to have that much power over your life. Because in the end, you are going to have to live for you. Not those people. So remember that, you guys. And you can email me, KIMIJO774@gmail.com, and I'll be sure to get back with you. If you're on the web radio station, stay tuned for some good music. Excuse me, you guys. I play music 24/7, so you can always tune in to Feel the Beat, webradiosite.com, and listen to some good music. I love music, and I want you all to have an amazing day.